morning, Friday morning. How y'all doing? This is Reese Reese.
Yeah, Andrew.
On the red couch, doing it again. Morning, I come to talk to you all for a brief second. See how y'all week is going. How's the week going? How's your week been, dear?
Oh, it's been pretty busy. How about yours?
Busy, if it makes sense, busy, sometimes boring. Boring is never good for me.
Yeah, I know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're blessed to be here. We're blessed to have the things that we have, you know. So, happy Friday morning again, and, you know, it's feeling pretty good out. I don't know what neck of the woods that you guys are in, but here in Illinois, the weather is feeling pretty good.
It's
about 76 degrees, and that's really a comfortable temperature for most people. So again, we're really enjoying the fact that the heat is cooled off and we really have a break.
Right.
We did a bike ride. We did a bike tour of Evergreen Park on last Saturday. So that was very interesting, wouldn't you say?
It was. I forgot about that, actually. I forgot about the bike ride.
Yeah.
Bike ride was good. We had quite a bit out. And we led. We had a of all ages, you know. And it was a challenge in the beginning, but you know, bike riding to me is always one of those exercises amongst many that really challenges you. And you know, you see where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, you see where you're at, not only physically but mentally. Find out a lot about yourself when you're doing a bike ride. But it was fun. You know, it was a cruise.
It was really interesting to have little kids. And it was really nice, the Evergreen tour, because we want to shout out to the Evergreen Park police, because they were marshals and they were touring with us. They were on the bikes. And so they were making sure that we were safe, which is
absolutely
great, because we were in the streets.
Right.
And we also want to shout out to, you know, the Park and Recreations in University Park, Mrs. Allen and her and the historian staff. They were awesome. They took us to some awesome landmarks here in Evergreen Park, some places that, and gave us a little insight and a little history about the buildings. And so that was really nice to be able to tour your city and to know exactly what was there, because I think sometimes we just look at what's there now and we forget that history started somewhere.
Yeah. Well, history started somewhere. That's true. That's true. I think if you think about life like that, history started somewhere.
Yeah.
You would appreciate history and appreciate what's happened, appreciate those before you, and appreciate where you're at now.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know.
So what do you think we're going to talk about today? What's time on your mind this morning? I hope you guys have your coffee, you're on your way to work, or you're already reached your destination. We hope that you are tuning in this morning. We're also on Spotify, so we hope that you're tuning in this morning and just listening to us have a conversation, have candid morning conversation about the week, about life, about God, and about family.
Yes, yes. We also own Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, that's right.
Right, and Google Podcasts, and some other podcast platforms that I can't remember right now, but we own several, most all the podcast platforms. But the main ones are Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We own those. Just look for Reese and Angel on the Red Couch, and we should pop right up.
Yes, sir.
The weather is nice in August, which is, you know, kind of rare, you know, to be as pleasant as it is in August. In Chicago, it's rare, but kind of makes you worry what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, in Illinois, weather changes on the dime. And so, who knows what to expect coming down the line. But we've had a busy week. I don't like boring. Boring makes me sleepy. And we know I don't like sleep.
Yeah.
So,
anytime he has to wind down.
I don't like that. Yeah. So boring. If I'm sleepy in unusual times because I'm bored. So bored is not good for me. Doesn't work good for me. But we had a busy week. We had some challenges. Daughter and them got moved into their new house.
Yeah, the the children are winding down, and we were just so happy that we were able to. My daughter and her husband moved to their new home this week, past weekend, and so that's a blessing. You know, it's always bittersweet when they leave, but you're happy as well because you want to. I often tell them, I'm going to come to your house and do the same thing to your house that you did to my house.
Yeah.
Which is leave makeup all over the sink and the walls. So she can expect a visit from me very soon.
Yeah.
I know it sounds spiteful, but I'm just saying that it will happen.
Yeah, well, that's nice compared to some of the things I say, especially to my son. I can't say that.
No, you can't say that live.
The things I'm going to do.
Yes.
And for. You say it sounds spiteful. It's going to be payback for me. But, you know, they're in a house, and we thank the Lord for that.
Yeah,
awesome. I think some more blessings are coming down the line for them. Got word. Been praying for them all week for their new beginnings. Speaking of new beginnings, we're in the month of August. 8th month. Of 2019. How many months is there in a year?
12.
Only 12. And we in number 8 already.
Yeah.
We in number 8 already.
Labor Day.
Huh?
Or you know it'll be Labor Day in September, and then it's officially the close of summer.
Oh really?
Yeah. Labor Day.
Oh, Labor Day is a barbecue day.
Yeah, it's the very last day where people can barbecue and fireworks and everything. I think it's around the 3rd of September or somewhere around there. There will be Labor Day, and you know that's.
Then we're going to my favorite year, my favorite season of the year, which is fall.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good deal. Well, you know, you just explained a little bit about our week. It's been what it is. Life has been happening. And change has been going on, and we are in new beginnings. Any of you in 2020 already? Okay. Maybe not. I am. What I want to talk about today is something that I think is pretty amazing to me. And I want to talk about the magnificence of marriage. Here's one thing that I think is so magnificent about marriage, and it is this. One second. It's the unity of two people coming together and making one flesh. I think that's the odd thing, but the amazing thing of marriage. Two people separately come together, becoming one flesh. So, the question is, what makes bad marriage? What makes bad marriage? And the reason why the thought comes to my mind, we had a conversation, and we often, when we counsel, we talk about things, and we tell different ones that oftentimes we give away gifts of marriage before marriage. And so when the marriage happens, nothing's there. Because we're giving away the gifts too soon. It's like giving away Christmas gifts for Labor Day. And then Christmas gets here, where's the excitement?
Right, it's like you feel like you've already
did it.
There's no anticipation of anything, pretty much.
Yeah. And we know the anticipation. I can't believe I'm talking about Christmas in October, in August. And I don't even want Christmas movies playing yet. And I think there's a show, a station has already got it. They be playing Christmas in July. How dare they?
That's been going on for a long time.
I must have been dodging it because I never knew it. But I do understand, because life can be what it is, and most of the time Christmas time is one of those years that brings holidays, that brings a lot of unity, a lot of joy, a lot of things. So we give away Christmas, we give away marital gifts before time. And so when a marriage happens, it's harder to make that one flesh. You don't want to make the one flesh. Because sometimes we don't experience other things that I'm not sure if I want to be one flesh. Because there's no anticipation, there's no excitement. Which means there's no drive to work through. There's no excitement to make better, you know, to make interesting. And so one of the things that we always try to pride and that we have to learn is that we tell people is to not lose yourself even though you become in one flesh.
That's right.
Not lose yourself even though you become in one flesh. I think that makes bad medicine for bad marriage. I think people lose themselves in the marriage and they become, actually they become one flesh, but they become one flesh, but don't keep their individuality. And you gotta remember, you are still male and female. Even though it's one flesh. So that's the marvelous, that's not a word, but marvelousity. That's not a word. It sounds like it should be though, right? It sounds like it could be a word.
That's the marvelousness.
That's the marvelousness of it. It's that perfectly one flesh, but still separate individuals because they're still two separate sexes, two separate mindsets, two separate thought patterns, two separate jobs. One can have babies, one can't. Right? They both can make the baby.
That's true.
But only one can have it. So there's two separate jobs, two separate purposes, even though they're still one flesh. And so I think that that's a major thing that marriage, what makes a bad marriage. I think we enter the marriage without that understanding. And for that matter, one loses the other. So they become one flesh and try to become one individual, which is impossible. Woo! I'm preaching. I'm teaching. And that deacon would say, come on, somebody. My good friend, deacon. So I think that's what makes a bad marriage. I think that understanding is not going in. And most time we give away things nowadays. We live in a generation where the youngins, they get involved before marriage and they give away marital gifts. They give away marital privileges. You often say that.
Yeah.
They give away marriage privileges before marriage again. And then they wind up in a mixed up situation. They wind up mixed up in their minds, wind up in mixed up finances, you know, mixed up questions and mixed up, well, I don't want it. Well, you know, why he want to know about my money? Why she want to know about my money? Well, because y'all stand together and y'all giving marital privileges when y'all not married. You know, so a person feel like, well, we in this, so I got a right to know about, you know, why y'all. Then they say, well, why all of a sudden they this and why all of a sudden she that or why all of a sudden he this and, you know. Mm-hmm. But they've already made marital privileges without the marital commitment. So by the time the marital commitment comes, there's no excitement to fight left. You know, when you're in a fight, the excitement is you're fighting to win. You're fighting for something, whether the boxer is fighting for a belt, you know. But if he's already got the belt, he ain't gonna fight too hard in the fight. He's like, I already got the belt.
Right.
You know, we can throw this fight for all I care because I already got the belt. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And so, I think that happens a lot, especially in this day and age. And we've lived it.
Yeah.
We've seen it. We've seen the front end and how the back end got spat out. You know, we see that road coming down again, where that end road gonna be again. You know, very disappointing. Because oftentimes, youngins get involved in marriage, and they give away marriage privileges, before time.
Right.
And it doesn't make for good. That's not a good formula. What you think?
Well, I pretty much think I have the same view that you have, and we've often talked about this, and I think we've talked about this even with our kids. You know, I think that again, I think that when you're courting, when you're courting and you're in that whole courting thing, I think that you are to leave, some things again to the imagination. I think that nowadays we find that, you know, people are giving away again, like you said, those privileges. It's giving them away too soon. They're giving, wifely benefits, to people that are girlfriends. And the same thing for guys, they're giving guys, these husband privileges, that are really courtship and, can I say, boyfriend experiences. And I think that we have to, we have to learn to divide, the two have to be divided.
Separated.
They have to be separated. They have to be separated.
Our name's not the same. I'm co-signing for you, okay?
Yeah, because I think that those are benefits. That would be a benefit to me. That is something that you would do as a husband and a wife.
Right.
You've worked toward that, and because the fact that you are now one, that's
the same last name.
Yeah, that would be something that I would imagine that I think that you would, even do, even for living together. Because again, and I know a lot of people would say, oh, you could do that even if you're married, you can do it, and then you wind up in divorce. But we're talking about the premarital thing.
Yes.
Of how we counsel people and how we have counseled couples to get them to understand each dynamic of the relationship. The courtship should be the courtship again, and and we know that in the courtship, that's the blissful part of the relationship, as you often tell couples, and things should be gleeful, and then you're working out the dynamics of her, especially if you're, because we're dating, and really we should be dating in order to, and hoping to find someone, we shouldn't be really jumping from person to person. But I mean, eventually I think that dating shouldn't, the act of dating is to put yourself out there to see, okay, am I going to, as for marital purposes, And so I think that as time goes on, and we start, and people start, sometimes we start tipping into that, and I'm saying we as a whole, we start tipping into getting those roles mixed up, and the benefits that go with that, because that's some benefits that a wife has went through with a husband or whatever, and the husband has went through a wife, and things that they've accomplished together and they decide to share together. Again, if you start trying to share those different things, I think before you are married and you might wind up getting in a committed relationship, I think again you send off these mixed signals, because then you have then sometimes a young lady, she's having these expectations of things that he probably is not willing to give up until he's married.
Right.
But if you're living together, her mind is thinking, I'm already in the situation. I'm already in the marital situation, and vice versa. And it can cause things to get really confusing. It really can. And so I know that in a perfect world, everyone would get married first and then live together secondly, but and to each his own. But it really, and we've just seen it happen over and over there, sometimes it can lead to catastrophe, because again those roles are so mixed up, because you decided to maybe live together or before you actually got married, or before you were ready for the time. And so, and we've seen that where couples have done that, and then they have it didn't last, because again it brought so much confusion, so many high expectations for one another that really should be meritable commitments.
Right, that's true. It's interesting, because I think and sometimes you can think about it, you can be like, oh, psychologically it makes sense to live together before marriage, because you get to know that first, you get to find out, and you get to make more of a sound decision on, okay, am I really into her? Or, and logically, I'm admitting, because, you know, this is how I thought about it. You know, when I thought about it all, you know, all together, I'm like, well, logically it makes sense, right? Logically it seems smart. Because, like, I'd rather know now before I commit later. Yeah? So I'm like, well, logically it makes sense to stay with this person, try out the good, see what we can work out, but there's always that mix up of the commitment, because of the main thing is not, that's not God's way. That's the whole conclusion. That's not God's way. It decreases the faith in God to work it out, right? Yes. It decreases the faith and trust in yourself to check you first to work it out. Because we just divorce, we just quit, give up, skip it. You see, because it's not God's way. When it's done God's way, He's there with you to strengthen. He's there with you to make it work. But you have to seek Him first. So your faith kicks in because, like, I want to stay committed. Your faith kicks in because I want to be better. Your faith kicks in. You look at yourself, say, okay, is it me? How can I fix this? Lord, show me what to do. Especially as I get into my king role. Especially as kings, when you married as a king, you're truly king of your kingdom. You know, you right. And so, you know, getting together beforehand, it creates that mix up, because the guy can try to be too controlling, and if you try to push and she'll say, hold on, now we ain't married, ain't no ring on my finger. You know what I mean? And then there it is, right? Or she's trying to ask this and that, because, like you said, women are emotional, and they already figure, okay, well, I'm preparing for this next step. I'm already in and such and such. And then he'd be like, hold on. We ain't married yet, girl. You want me to do what?
Yeah.
I ain't paying that. That's your bill. And then there it is. And then there's a confusion. All this stuff goes on in one's mind now, because, like, wait a minute. I thought we were, no. So there's always that boundary. You know, it goes way past the sexual. Oh, man, I know every part of his body. I know every part of her body. Go way past that. You know, I know everything about her. I know everything about him. It goes way past that. You know, because there's a personality. There's intellect. There's a lot of things that goes in place. But marriage does not extinguish. It does not get rid of individuality. You know, and so
you shouldn't
let it. And I think and sometimes that may scare people away from marriage. They think, okay, well,
I'll lose myself,
so I'll keep an exit, so I won't marry you. We'll stay together because I'll keep an exit there. But I think if you learn, I was talking to somebody a few days ago, I said, there's a step-by-step process that has to happen, you know, in a relationship before the marriage. You know, you have to, you know, certain things you have to know. You have to have hard conversations. You know, you have to talk these things out. And one of the questions I put out was that I think, you know, you need to have that question with that person to say the specific thing and say, okay, what do you like to do that you could do with or without me? You know, what's the thing that you like to do the most? You know, that's you. It's not attached to your last name or your family. It's not attached to your, as some may follow, it's not attached to your zodiac sign or whatever. You know, it's not attached to your financial status or the job you do. This thing that you like to do is strictly for you. It's something that's in your metabolism, it's in your characteristics, it's in your DNA. It's something God specifically made for you that you truly like to do, love to do, that you can do this with or without the person you're with. Which means if they die, you like, okay, man, I'm sad, I'm this and that, but my peace, I still find my peace in painting, cycling, basketball, hair, whatever. You know what I mean? Baking, you know, whatever that is, you know, that you like to do. And I think that thing right there is something you need to hold on to.
Continue to do.
Before marriage, after marriage, it's your livelihood. That's your livelihood.
Because it's your livelihood.
Right. And so I think that's an important, I think it's one amongst many, but that's one important trait, Fimo. I think there's one important trait that has to be looked at in a relationship.
You have to keep your livelihood.
You have to be an individual, because you are an individual first before you become one flesh. And even though you become one flesh, it doesn't cross out your individuality.
And actually, that's a red flag when people are dating and looking to marry someone, and that whomever it comes from, whether it's the guy or the girl, if they limit and if they try to stop your livelihood, that's to me a red flag.
Absolutely.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag before we get married, which is saying when we get married, you're going to think that your world revolves around me, and that you're not supposed to do the things that make you happy. And I think that's a red flag for those that are listening, who are contemplating marriage, who are thinking about marriage, who are actually seeing someone, and you're talking about marriage, and you're in counseling, and you're talking to one another about the idea of marriage. You know, and stop and analyze the conversations that you guys have now before you get married, and just see, during the conversations that we have, is either one of us trying to, or is that other person trying to stop you from doing the things that you like to do, the healthy things, you know, the hobbies,
mm-hmm.
you know, those things that make you happy? Are they trying to stop you from doing those things and thinking that everything lies in them, that all your happiness lies in them? Because if they do, that's a red flag.
Absolutely.
And I would say, you know, that you need to talk some more about that before you actually get married. And I feel that, again, we're not experts, but I believe we've been married 30 years, and I think that, again, it's fair as far as to say that we learned that, and we also want you to understand that too. You know, we had to get married, and then, you know, we had to work through that. But if we can help someone to establish that before they actually get married, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
To get the fact of not losing your livelihood in the marriage. Do not lose, you know, the love that you, the things, again, that empower you, that make you feel good about yourself. Because if you start doing that and just squashing all those things that make you happy, and I'm talking about healthy habits and hobbies and vices,
yeah,
you know, not horrible things, you know,
right?
But we're talking about things.
I was smoking weed all my life, you know. Yeah, I was smoking weed when you married me,
right? We're talking about things that build you up naturally and spiritually, and that, you know, and again, make you feel good about yourself and make you feel empowered. And, you know, because there are some days you're not going to get empowerment from people, but sometimes the things that you do can make you happy, and they can make you feel empowered and strong and healthy, you know. And to not do those things, you know, sometimes can set us up for depression. It can set us up to fall into a depression. So again, if we're talking to someone and some people that are out there who are thinking about marriage, again, that's one of the important factors that you should talk about. When I get with this person, is this person going to squash my livelihood? And so, because marriage is not, you're bonded together, but it's not bondage. It is not bondage. It's a bonding.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, and one, but it's not bondage, which means that you're held hostage literally, and then you're held hostage of your dreams and your hopes and your desires. You know, those are quickly squashed if you mention to the other person. That's, again, a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be considered. Because if it's happening now, it's not going to stop when you get married.
That's
right. It's only going to get worse, and it's only going to deepen.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, again, make for an unhealthy marriage, which is what we're, you know, we opened up talking about. So, you know, I just think that we learn so much when you're married. But again, we often like to talk to couples, you know, who ask for our help and who want to talk to us. And I think the least we can do is be open with them,
mm-hmm.
be honest with them, and be frank with them. And again, tell them things, you know, that maybe nobody necessarily told us about, but that we learn.
Right.
It took us 30 years to learn to,
mm-hmm. 30 years.
Yeah.
Not meeting somebody on social media.
Yeah.
And a few months, you married. Mm-hmm. That's not it.
No.
Now, if there's a story out there and you're successful,
holler at us.
Holler at us.
Right, email us.
LFCChurch1@gmail.com. Yeah, that's it. LFCChurch1.
Because we're not saying that it can't happen, because, you know, I know couples that got married years ago under certain circumstances of, you know, people putting them together, or they had to be, you know, the marriage was arranged, and they're happily married today. I know a few older couples that are, but we're just talking about the fact of the mind frame, what's a healthy mind frame, you know, in a marriage, and what's unhealthy. And again, that's one thing that is unhealthy, is to destroy one another's livelihood and happiness. And again, if this conversation that we've talked about this morning has been very beneficial to you, email us and let us know. You know, email us, you know, and just give us your thoughts or whatever, you know, if you're going through some things, you know, give us your thoughts, and you definitely can share, and they can email us. What can they email us? If they have questions,
you can hit us at lfcchurch1@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Email us and tell us what you think, you know, marriage questions or thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hit us up and let us know. And so, but we're going to get out of here. We're going to let y'all get on with y'all Friday. Get on to work and do your thing. Get ready for the weekend and enjoy yourself. So, you got our email, lfcchurch1. Yeah, lfcchurch1@gmail.com. And then, you know, Lady Simmons is an author. Angela Simmons is an author. You finally get your book at your P.O. Box.
If you'd like to order a copy of 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, you can always hit me up at 11 from Heaven, P.O. Box 362, Moni, Illinois 60449, and send a money order of $19.99, and I will get the book shipped out to you and allow 7 to 10 business days. And again, we thank you for joining us this morning. It's a wonderful day, and enjoy God, love God, and love people.
Love God, love family, and everything else work itself out. Enjoy your weekend, but don't party too hard. All right.
All righty.
We love you all. God bless.
Bye.
Namaste.